Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen. He is the co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Joel, markets are muted today. Not much movement here, especially after how well the market started off yesterday. And a lot of people were watching what Powell had to say at this NABA conference. There's nothing really new that I heard out of Powell's mouth, more or less just pushing on Congress, pushing on the government to get more spending packages through. We've heard that numerous times, and saying that the Fed is still saying no to negative rates. Is there anything that caught your eye from Powell's press conference that you think needs to be noted for some sort of future direction for these markets?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me. And no, I mean, I think overall his comments are pretty consistent with what he's been saying. QE forever. We're going to do what we can to support this economy. And, you know, the reactions in the markets after the open, you know, the liquidity is a little bit different. So people are trying to trade off his words. So I was looking for a little bit more follow through on the upside in the market today. I thought that strong performance, the Trump getting out of the hospital rally, the strong close on yesterday. I thought we had a little bit more work to do over 3,400. But it's still early. We're still eking out some gains. Tech's a little weak today. But no, I wasn't surprised, nor am I surprised by the reaction to his comments in today's markets.
So does this just further drive home the fact that we probably will see some choppy sideways markets?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of looking, doing my analysis at the end of last week. I'm like, well, you know, a lot of uncertainty here with the Trump health situation. One thing the market doesn't like is uncertainty. So I thought we might be a little bit at the top, a little bit of a trading range here, a real choppy 120-point trading range in the S&P. It showed indication yesterday that it kind of wants to do a little bit better. We've taken back half of the losses from September. So we're pausing here for just a day. But it feels, you know, it feels like we want to go higher. Whether or not we'll just remain in a trading range until the election and after election remains to be seen.
Why do you think that feeling is here, that the markets do feel like they want to go higher? I agree with you, but what basis do you have for some of these comments?
Just that, well, that's the trend, right? Also, it's just the fact that, you know, you have a federal government that's just willing to, print money to support the economy at any means. And I heard a comment the other day, a lot of stocks were, tarred and feathered during the decline that we had in February and March. Even some stocks that can do well in a different economy, a new normal, as you've seen from the emergence of tech stocks and Zoom and DocuSign and all these things. So everything was treated badly, and there's going to be winners and losers that emerge from this. As far as like the overall bullish enthusiasm, I mean, low rates, QE forever, people looking for return, that's pretty much been the underlying premise in the market. And now you're kind of getting the feeling, well, the market's done pretty well, under Trump. And there seems to be the camp that, hey, if Biden gets in, man, they're really going to grease the pump. So it kind of looks like the market just has the Goldilocks approach that, hey, if Trump wins, market's going to continue higher, maybe different stocks, different sectors. If Biden gets in, the same.
Yeah, so either way, right, you move the whole uncertainty, the election, and everyone just understands that it's not like we have somebody running for president that's all of a sudden going to disrupt this whole easy money cart.
No, and, perhaps too, like I said, one thing the market does not like is uncertainty. Who knows where we lay? I mean, we're not talking about China anymore. I mean, I don't know where did the trade war? Let me look under my desk. Where's the trade war with China here? Where's the wall? You know, where's the reform in healthcare? Where's the reform in drug prices? I mean, a lot of things that he said were going to get done have not gotten done. Now, what, you know, and that, I mean, that's pretty typical of, you know, any administration. But I just think right now that, you know, the big money, the investors are just thinking that, you know, what could go wrong?
Oh, boy, what could go wrong? Yeah, you can get in trouble saying that because there's a lot that could go wrong. But I guess if you have a government and a central bank working in unison in the biggest country in the world, then they can continue to push markets higher. I don't know. There's a lot of worrisome signs. Let's talk about one sector, though, that just continues to perform very well. You and I have touched on sports gambling stocks, but I just pulled up the charts of Penn, National Gaming, also DraftKings, and those things have just taken off at the tail end of summer. How sustainable do you think this run is higher in these sports gambling sites?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, you know, if you think about it, you know, for all the years, right, you bet a few pennies on sporting events over the years. I have a penchant for horse racing back in my younger days. So, there's a lot of money, you know, going on that was being bet on these games anyway in the black market. And people now have a way to do it legally. So people like to gamble. People care more about their sports team and sports wagering than they do their own portfolio. I mean, look at the amount of TV coverage that you get for, you know, for ESPN. I mean, the coverage for sports dwarfs the amount the advertisers pay for sports versus covering the financial markets, which are much more important. It's just so disproportionate. So these moves are sustainable. My question is when are people going to run out of money? I mean, they, you know, Vegas did build those hotels because people were losing money. You know, it's a sign of the times. It's a trend that's been there. And the trend is your friend here. And I would not be fighting it in these stocks. I know that Penn did an offering. It looked like they were going to hit it. And they scooped up that offering price and just made a new all-time high. We are waiting for an offering price for DraftKings, and that will be a very important level. Looks like the street thinks it's going to be around $58, $59. So keep an eye on those offering prices and see how the stocks react to that. But, you know, strong trend here. For, sports is getting back. College football will be back in full swing soon. NBA play, you know, the NBA championship winding down. We just finished the Stanley Cup. College basketball. I mean, if they're pulling off college football, they surely should be able to pull off college basketball. So trend is your friend once again, and people are going to wager.
Yeah. And again, it just ties into the fact that if we do get some more spending packages, if more money hits the bank accounts of Americans, well, it probably will end up some of it in the markets, but a lot is also going to be bet on sports, right? So this further drives this higher.
Yep. Yep. It's for better or for worse. I mean, that's why people, the markets become a little bit trickier, right? So you had your Webull and your Robinhood traders, you know, sports were shut down, right? They came into the market and they saw a market that just went straight up. And they made some money. Hopefully they made a lot of money and they pocketed it. And now it's a little bit different. You know, you had that shakeout in September, up and down markets so far for the remainder of September and October. So it's not as easy as, you know, taking case or, you know, KC and laying the 10.5 last night. A lot of different factors. And, you know, the game is over. There's two participants, you know, whereas the market, you know, you could have the best technical setup in stock ABC. But if there's overall bad news in the market or whatever, you know, that could hurt a stock too. So, you know, people are something they're familiar with. It's now legalized and they're going back to it.
Yep. So true. It's as simple as that, right? And you put more money in people's pockets, especially free money, they're probably going to gamble it. Or at least that's what we've seen so far this year. And actually, we've seen that throughout history. Joel, when it comes to any individual market, is one more of a focus for you to tell you that maybe money is shifting course, or really anything? Is there one market you're paying more attention to right now?
you know, people are just renting stocks. You know, you see these dogs, you know, make a move, and it might be a 2 or 3 or 4 day move, a sustained move. But, you know, for right now, I mean, you just have to go, you know, what got you there? And, you know, that's the big tech. Apple is interesting. It's still trading below its IPO split price, which is 124.5. So I'm looking to see when it can get out of the woods on that. But no, I mean, I think to really, if you really want to see this market catch fire, you know, you got the lagging banking sector. And I think the financial sector, it's not as big now. Banking, everything, the whole world has changed. But I think that would be one sector that I think needs to get going. I think energy, I mean, it's underperformed here. Crude had a nice rally, really, from, you know, throwing out the negative thing up to over $40. These stocks did not move much, so I'm laying off there. But tech is what got us here, and I think you still have to focus on it. Tesla is also a big tech leader, and that has reacted much better post-split than Apple. But, man, this thing is just building a wall at 450, 460. And I'm afraid if this doesn't break out above that, retest that 500, that your tech leader could be on the decline, and that could be a signal for the remainder of the market.
All right. Very interesting. Thanks for sharing that last little bit with us there, too, Joel. Great chatting with you. As always, I'll post a link to the Benzinga website where everyone can listen to the recordings of your pre-market prep show. Also listen to it live right before the market opens. Joel, thanks for your time today, buddy. I'll chat with you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Corey.